Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. You'll find those words in the Old Testament of your Bible. They're part of a conversation that took place a long while ago, in fact, 3,000 years ago. They came from the lips of a man who suddenly realized what a stupid thing he had done. Have you ever felt like that? All of a sudden, it hits you, and you know in a flash that you have blundered, possibly too late to do much about it. You're like the man who wanted to send a special gift to his friend. So he went to the pet shop and bought a trained parrot who could recite 1 Corinthians 13, the 23rd Psalm, and the Sermon on the Mount. It was a very expensive bird, but he bought it anyway and sent it to his friend along with a card. Calling a few days later, he inquired, "Did you receive my gift?" "Yes, how thoughtful of you to send it." "Did you like it?" he inquired. After a moment came the reply, "Yes, very much. It was delicious." "I have played the fool," said Saul long ago. The man who spoke those words was a case study of extremes. Physically, he was a giant among men, but he was a pygmy in understanding. A hero, yet a coward. He was a prophet, but an apostate, a king, but a slave to his insecurity. He was anointed by God to lead a nation, but groveled in the dust before the sorcerer, the witch at Endor. He had such promise, but failed so miserably. Like a Roman candle, which starts up in a blaze of fire, he fizzled and sputtered so ignominiously. Have you ever played the fool? Possibly you realized it the morning after, or when the bills caught up with you, or the loneliness of your heart cried out in pain. You walked away from a good marriage and a good person because you were mesmerized by the thrill of the moment. You, like Saul, played the fool. But the story doesn't have to end there. Almost everyone at some time or another plays the fool by violating his or her conscience. The light begins to flash on the instrument panel of your life which says, "You've been had. You really blundered. What you did was really stupid." A person who realizes he or she has made a grave mistake is in a position to do an about-face and change the future. Acknowledging that you have blown it is the first step to going back. To refuse to take positive steps only compounds the error that you've already committed. But acknowledging your mistake is the first step towards wisdom in reversing the foolish thing you did. If you have played the fool, may I suggest that you read the Old Testament book of Hosea? Picture yourself as having gone astray. Listen to the voice of the Lord saying, "I will heal your waywardness and love you freely. My anger has turned away." Oswald Chambers once wrote, "I am not several kinds of fools in one. I am only one kind of fool, the kind of fool that believes and obeys God." Are you that kind of fool? The kind who recognizes that the real path to happiness is the one that includes repentance and restoration as you come back to the Father in humility? The only person who really is a fool is the one who refuses to ask forgiveness, who refuses to do an about-face, who is too stubborn to say, "I have failed you, please forgive me." Yes, realizing you have played the fool is the first step towards the wisdom, the best thing you'll ever do. Someone once said, "He who knows not, but knows not that he knows not, is a fool. But he who knows not and knows that he knows not is a wise man." That's when you say, "I have played the fool, but I turn about face and I go God's direction. I want to make it right." That's when you come home. Do it today. I'd like to hear about it. You can send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.